And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, here's a couple of right old bandits. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
I sound a bit like Baron Silas Greenback. This is The Run-Up. Listening to the new waves underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Run-Up and a track called The Upside of Being Down. It's melodic punk, Tony.
It is.
Something I'm not right now. They're a Bristol five-piece. That's a new release on a new album. You can find out more about them by their Bandcamp page, which is
therunup.bandcamp.com.
It is indeed. It's Tony one, Paulie B Internet nil. I have a feeling that's not the only thing you'll be winning this week, you toss warrior.
Toss warrior?
Yeah, the reason I've called you a toss warrior is because I turned on the cricket the other day and it was a 2020 match. And one of the teams on it were called the Warriors, and they announced that they'd won, that the Warriors had won the toss simply by writing toss warriors. And I just burst out laughing and thought that would make an excellent word of the week. You toss warrior. And I would love to have said it with a bit more oomph in my voice, but I've absolutely destroyed my voice, Tony. Ask me how.
How have you destroyed your voice, Paul?
I went to Edinburgh for 3 days, mate.
So you normally do 3 weeks there. And you...
I know. I went for 3 days. But the drop in temperature was amazing the minute I crossed the border. And then, to be fair to Edinburgh, on the second night, I did manage to go out, do the show at 11 o'clock at night, and still be drinking at 9 o'clock the next morning in Wetherspoons.
Nice.
I've reached the top. It was really windy and cold and rainy, and I came out of there and I just had nothing. So we made the show a day late in the hope I could get some voice back, and this is how much I've got back. Add to that something that we'll be talking about later in the show, the fact that this week a wall is being constructed in my house, so it's full of dust. I should have got myself a surgical mask.
Right.
Not for the... Yeah, I've got no voice. You're supposed to help it out, and all you can do is say right and let me go back to screeching. Thanks very much. You're supposed to say, ah, a surgical mask? Why was that? Perhaps give some options. I'm going to be under pressure in this show, Tom. The least you can do is help out. But I did see the son and daughters of Sussex Saints while I was in Edinburgh.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, it's all right. It was a casual thing. We hadn't arranged it. It wasn't weird. And I was going to talk about it in this bit. I've talked about my voice already. So Sussex Saint, I'm telling you now, has got a poem that we're going to do his latest poem at the end of the show, which you'll be doing. Mm-hmm. I'm now going to... I don't know, perhaps I should suck a fisherman's friend, Tony.
Why not? It might help.
Why not? Let's get on with the second track. So, Backroom Blues Volume 7 has just come out on Bongo Boy Records, and every time Bongo Boy Records bring out a compilation, and they are now putting together their second punk one, and punk bands are invited to get in touch with Bongo Boy Records, but just type in Bongo Boy Records and you'll find out about that. Anyway, they brought out the latest blues compilation. We got a press email copy of it, whatever you want to call it. I listened through and I thought, my goodness, that's a good one. And it's by a band called Zombie Garden Club that we played before. So we're going to get a bit bluesy now, Tone.
Okay, cool.
Now, they're originally from Toronto, now based in Nashville, Zombie Garden Club. We played a couple of catchy numbers by them. This one's a little bit slower, but I think you'll like it. Tony, what is Zombie Garden Club's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Zombie Garden Club.
It's as simple as that. It's Tony 2, poorly be internet nil, and this is something I feel that my throat has been deserving, and it's the responsibility of what's happened to me. This is Judgment Blues.
Can't go home. No, you can't. Judgment Day.
Listening to the Fusilies underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds, Tony.
That's okay.
Zombie Garden Club and Judgment Blues from the Backroom Blues Volume 7 compilation out on Bongo Boy Records. Right now, and I like it. Now, have you got any Facebook comments for us, Tony?
No.
That's a real help when I can't do the talking. It means that we can't play the tune.
No.
Not going to play the tune. We know there are some of you that are sick of the tune and you listen every week, so we're going to give you a rare week off the tune. Instead, we could do the original tune. Can you remember it, Tony? With the key change.
Well, I assume it. Ooh.
It's with my bad voice and the key change, we can let people know how actually our original number was musically a lot better than what the other Paulie B's wife put together for us, because she was sick of us of actually hearing us sing it.
It was very similar, wasn't it? Do you want to give it a go?
Would you like me to do it solo with my shit voice?
Shall I try doing it and you tell me if I'm right or not?
Well, there could be a harmony going on. All right. After three. One, two, three.
Facebook. La 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 la.
Facebook. Tra la la la. Yeah. Had the key check. Drop down one.
So she added the fa la la la's going down. We kept.
No. She made it tuneful.
Right.
Proper. Whereas we had it going on with a key change on the second Facebook. Ours was a lot more inventive. Ours was more out there. I'm sorry, the other Paulie B's wife. You're a bit too mainstream and we're a bit whoa, a little bit Anyway, I can hardly speak. So what are you going to do instead?
Well,
I'll tell them they need to turn his Facebook comments, do that.
Yeah, please do. So yeah, if you're on Facebook, please do put along to our page. It's facebook.com/punkyradio. Do leave us a comment, do like the page if you get there. Do like to hear from you. I've had absolutely none this week. So August, maybe you're busy, but I don't think so. So if you, drop us a line. Let us know you're listening. Tell us what you did like, what you didn't like. Get in touch. In lieu of comments, I normally do this towards the end of the show, but I've got something to say at the end of the show. So for this section, whilst you're not visiting our Facebook page, if you can leave us a review in one of two places, they would do us a massive favour to make up for not leaving us a Facebook comment.
Yeah, excellent.
So first up, Podchaser. So we've featured this recently. It's a relatively new site in my eyes. Might probably been around for years. Podchaser.com/punkyradio. We only have two reviews at the moment. Because we've only just found out about it. If you can, reviews on there, it would be great help. Not many people have reviews on that site, so if you can do it, you have to create yourself a little account, which I think you can probably do through your Facebook logins that you're not using to leave us comments. So go to that
Facebook
one.
Login sounds with noggins.
It does, doesn't it?
We'll be back to that.
So if you do that, it would be great. Podchaser.com. It's 5 stars again if you can. And also iTunes. Again, punkyradio.com. There's an iTunes link. If you hit that, leave us an iTunes review. 5 stars. And we'll feature it on the show. And that's the same with Podchaser. It leaves a review. I'll feature it. You'll be helping us out. That's the great. Thank you very much.
Excellent. And that concludes Facebook,
tra-la-la-la-la.
Facebook,
tra-la-la-la-la.
Or something like that. Let's play 2 songs in a row. Give me a rest.
Okay.
Stay tuned for the Pee-wees. But first up, The Haze, Tony.
Okay.
The Haze is Japanese. It's spelled T-H-E-H-E-I-Z. At least it is in English. In Japanese, it's spelled The Haze in Japanese.
Right.
They have got a new album out called The Gun, which has come through via Squid Hat Records, our friends in Las Vegas. It's Japanese punk and roll, Tony. It's catchy as hell. Okay. And I picked a track of it that I think you really like. What is The Haze's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/TheHazeJP?
No, The Haze, T-H-E-H-E-I-Z. Oh. You've given me a point back, haven't you, Tony?
Fair enough.
Tony Walk 2, Paulie Vince there 1. This is Excuse Me.
Talkers all around.
You're listening to Tesoros Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Pee Wees, This Is Fitting, and a track called Stranger via Rumbar Records. And hello to Lou, who has suddenly started sending me a few things. This is after we played Muck and the Myers. We're now getting a few bands through them that we can play as well. That's nice, isn't it? Because I really like them.
Yeah, nice.
The Pee Wees are from Italy, Tony. And that's a track from a new release that's out now. What is the... Now, the Pee Wees is spelled the... And then P-E-A-W-E-E-S. What is the Pee Wees website?
ThePeeWees.com.
ThePeeWees.it. And there's you. You're all about IT, but not this IT. This is IT. Short for ITI. Italy, sorry. This makes it Point of Internet 2, Tony 2.
Okay.
Which is good. Now, did you do anything last week?
Nope, not really. Unfortunately.
Well, thanks
not.
For that. Yeah, just keep me talking, Tony. That'd be brilliant.
I can talk about me not doing anything. I didn't do anything on Monday. Tuesday, nah, did fuck all Tuesday. Wednesday, did shit nothing, to be honest. It was pretty much carried on like that. Throughout the whole week and the weekend. Well, Saturday we nearly went to the zoo, but we didn't.
On Sunday, did you think about the Duke's Arms?
We didn't. Hello, Duke's Arms.
There you go. That helped a bit. Well, Tony, I went to Edinburgh, right? Mm-hmm. And I was up there for 3 days, and I was going to talk all about it, but I might actually talk about it next week when I can talk.
I think that would make sense.
But because we're having a wall built this week. I'd say I am having an internal wall built this week. I am Brexiting a room in my own house.
Oh dear.
So what I'm doing is I'm creating a hallway between the rest of the house and the room at the front, which means that can be an independent room that is smaller in size but should still be able to be effective. So I've Brexited it. And in the same way that Donald Trump got the Mexicans to build the wall, I've got a bloke called Pierre to build the wall. So this is a perfect Brexit, getting the French to do the damage. It's marvellous, right? However, me and Pierre, who is right now, say hi, but you have to speak quite loud.
Oh, hey, bud. Hello, Tony.
In fact, Pierre, if you come around this side, that'd help. Right, so Pierre's building the wall. Pierre's a brilliant stand-up comic and excellent at walls, but not very good at measuring doors.
Right.
But it's worked out okay.
It's working out okay.
But me and Pierre were talking about a mutual friend who shall remain nameless, who's got knob cancer.
Oh.
That's right, yeah.
Really? Yeah, that's the right noise.
I didn't know it existed. He didn't either. Anyway, it means that our mate is going to have a penisectomy, but he has been offered a thing. What's it called when you put a thing in the stem?
Prosthetic.
A prosthetic, yeah.
Okay.
And he's been advised not to go for the biggest one, but to go for the next one down, because it's obviously tempting to go for the biggest one.
Yeah.
But neither has heard of it, so Pierre Googled knob cancer, which is apparently...
It's apparently officially called penile cancer.
And okay. There's four ways to get it, which he's now going to tell us about.
Okay, there are squamous cell carcinomas, Merkel cell carcinoma, small cell
carcinoma... Is that
the
German
and
one? The German.
And then it says others are generally rare. I mean, I would hope they're all rare.
And I mean, the first three are common.
Yeah.
Because, Tony, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of anybody getting knob cancer?
I've got a vague memory of someone getting it, and I'm sure it was a comedian, and I can't remember, was it Jim Jefferies or something? I've heard it somewhere, but I've never heard of them having it lopped off.
That is a good point, actually, now you mention it. Maybe doing comedy can make you get knob cancer.
There you go.
So I'm glad I've pretty much given up.
Right.
Wilter got his caught on a tent pole once.
Right, so there's someone else who got theirs caught on a tempo. I don't think that's quite the same thing.
Not quite the same.
Right, so anyway, the long and the short that you can get knob cancer in four different ways, and one of them involves having to sleep with the German Chancellor.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the Merkel cell carcinoma.
So I would avoid that one.
Okay, well.
Anyway,
they're generally rare.
Right.
I would hope they're really super rare.
I like to think it's extremely rare.
Yeah.
If we can name the people that might have had it ever, then it's got to be pretty rare.
and they have to lop the whole thing off.
There again, would you talk about it? Well, if you did have it, you know.
Yeah, that's also true. That's a good point, Tom. I don't know how much they take. I suppose you have to remove the whole thing. Maybe not. Maybe they're just. Yeah, but it depends what end you get it, doesn't it?
That's true.
Because if you get it at the base of the shaft, I don't see how they could reattach, put something in the middle and the top bit would still work. Now, I have now got Lodger number 2 coming in, so maybe we ought to crack on with a song.
Yeah. This just took a turn. I did not see this coming.
I didn't either, but you know what? It's making my voice a bit better.
It is, yeah.
Now, we're going to play something from the vault, Stone.
Okay.
Saint Evil, going back to 2013, from an album called Ballads from the Crocs. I'm not convinced Saint Evil is still going.
Right.
Because their Bandcamp page, which is...
Saintevil.bandcamp.com?
It's saint-evil.bandcamp.com. Oh, evil, E-V-E-L. Paulie Vincent Net 3, Tony 2, so after a standing start, I've come flying through. There doesn't appear to be anything updated from 2014. So I'm going to say with confidence they were South London stroke New Wave punk. But anyway, we played them back in 2013. We're going to play them again right now. Paulie Vincent Net 3, Tony 2, this is She Said. Listening to the Spy Tones underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Saint Evil and She Said from back in 2013. Afraid I don't know whether they are still active, but you can check them out via their Bandcamp page, which is saint-evil.bandcamp.com. Tony, have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for, with the help of Pierre,
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Uh-oh. I actually, if that was a little bit upset, I did cough my front teeth out at the start of that and I had to put them back in and Pierre covered.
That's alright.
It's alright, yeah.
Thanks for your gigs. If you have any gigs for me, don't forget to email me. tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where are they playing, who are they playing with? It is international, doesn't have to be in the UK, so it doesn't have to be in Nottingham. So if you can let me know, that'd be great. I haven't had one this week, so I have found one, and I have found one locally, and I have found one in Nottingham. I am trying not to feature Nottingham venues because I am inclined to close them down.
How many have you closed now?
At least 3.
It is at least 3, isn't it?
Definitely.
Because it was the 12 bar and the dog house.
Yeah.
And there was another one.
Yeah.
Oh, there were 2 12 bars. You closed both of them down.
Yeah, that's probably what it was.
You closed the first one down, it moved up the road to Holloway, and then you closed that one down as well, didn't you?
Yeah, it is my want.
It's a hat trick.
So hopefully this...
Yeah,
I know. Hopefully the maze won't be closing down, but couldn't resist this week. So this Saturday, the 18th of August, the Reverends are playing with Luddite Bastard and The Lost Future.
You see, I'd only go down there for Luddite Bastard.
Right, okay. We've seen the Reverends, haven't we?
And that is a Nottingham reference as well.
Yeah.
Because it's where both the Luddites were found and quite a lot of bastards.
They are. There's a fair few.
Yeah.
And they're from Derby as well. There you go.
Oh, sweet. They're probably having a go at us in the title. I've changed my mind. I'll wait until the weapons come on.
So it's pretty much, it is a punk night. If you can get down there, do so. There's more bands than those three to be announced, but it'll be at least three bands, probably four.
It will be a great night.
It will be great. £5 in advance, £6 on the door this
Saturday.
That's cheap. Yeah.
That's cheaper.
Maybe about £1 a band, probably, something like that.
Do you think that's cheap here?
Immensely cheap, yeah. Bargain, mate.
Yeah, that's what I thought, yeah. So there, and that is also Pogotwa, if
there
you are listening out.
Classic Pogotwa.
It's a classic Pogotwa, and is it the Maze? I will try not to feature the Maze for a few weeks, but it is a good venue, and there's always something on, and it's always good. Oh, it's right, most always good.
I can walk to that.
You can.
Yeah.
That's it for International Gig Guide, though.
So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
See, that is your jazz and blues pass coming out there, Pierre. That's brilliant. Right, so let's play another two songs.
Okay.
And then we're going to hear from Pierre again.
Excellent.
That's exciting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, stay tuned for the drunken ramblings, and I'm not just talking about my daily conversation. First up, a band called the Morlocks, Tony.
Okay.
They've come via Hound Gorge Records, which is another one of the new labels that have been sending us stuff recently. They are San Diego rock action, Tony. You're going to like them.
Mm.
What is the Morlocks Facebook page?
Facebook.com/TheMorlocksSD?
No, this makes no sense to me at all. Facebook.com/Morlocks, which is MORLOCKS 777.
Huh.
Maybe they just want to be one better than the number of the beast on all counts.
Right.
Or maybe that large transcontinental liner.
It's not the dialing code for San Diego, is it? Maybe?
I doubt that. It could be, I suppose. That's a good point, Tom.
Hmm.
Almost as good as SD, which I know why you said SD, because you're in IT and you thought about SD cards and IT and San Diego, but no.
We're down with the two ISO codes, basically, with if you know IT.
That's what you're really into as well, yeah.
Yeah. Love it.
Facebook.com/Morlock777. Make it Paul Bean's Net 4, Tony 2. And you know what, Tony?
What's that?
No one rides for free.
Baby, 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 show your wool. But I'm not really gonna say no fool. Ask if they can, baby, no one wants to free. Hey, 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 hey. tongue scraper.
Why can't I meet an attractive 30-something non-smoker who's oblivious to the stench of rotting flesh?
Work in the lab late one night with my upper hair delirious. It's time for the monster flag began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise, he did the monster mash. It was a graveyard smash. Caught on in a flash. He did the monster mash.
From the laboratory of the castle east to the master bedroom of the vampire's feast, the ghouls all came from the humble abode to get a jolt from my electrodes. They did the monster mash. It was a graveyard smash. It caught on in a flash. They did the monster mash.
The zombies were rambling from the party. Just begun the guessing through the wolf man. Dracula
is he was rocking on King of the Shadows. Eager and chased by five main hounds. Coughing bangers were about to arrive with the vocal group, the Crypt Keeper.
They played the mash. They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
To my Transylvania twins.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
It's a mash.
It caught on in a. It caught on in a flash.
It's a mash.
Pizza day. The monster mash.
Now every school just part of the band. I'm a monster mash. It's the head of the land. Living is Smash Man 2. When you get to my door, tell him Boris sent you.
Then you can monster mash.
And do my graveyard smash. You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can monster mash.
Then you can monster mash.
And
do my graveyard smash. You'll catch on in a flash. Then you can monster mash.
You're listening to the Dustaphonics underneath us right now. Thanks to such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Drunken Ramblings, and a song I'm sure that was familiar to you, if indeed a different version, is their take on the Bobby Boys Pickett classic, The Monster Mash.
Lovely.
Lovely.
Yeah. They've brought out a retrospective, and if I was them, I'd be a little bit wound up that I'd pick that off it, because they've got a 24-track retrospective out that's all original numbers, other than one or two, and I'd pick one of the covers. But I just really liked it. We'll play another one from them. They're London punks. They are guilty of occasionally becoming acoustic. I don't mean guilty by that. You know what I mean, don't you?
They'll
punk it up, and then they'll punk it out, and then they'll punk it here, and punk it there, and punk it everywhere. They're the Drunken Ramblings. But Tony, what is the Drunken Ramblings Bandcamp page?
The Drunken Ramblings at Bandcamp.com?
It is as simple as that. All one word, the Drunken Ramblings.bandcamp.com, making it Tony 3, Paul the Internet 4. Now, Tony, are you doing anything this week?
No.
In that case, then, even though I'm not doing a lot other than getting the wall constructed, Pierre's doing the wall. I'm helping out with door sizing.
You are helping out, mate. Yeah.
And tea making.
Tea making.
And driving back round the builder's merchants.
Something we've forgotten.
for the next size up on screws, because we've had three goes of this. But Pierre,
yes.
Have you got any other projects of interest?
Yes, I've got a book out.
Right, why don't you tell us all about it while I sit here quiet?
I will very briefly tell you about it. It's called The Karma Farmers. It's an adventure story about love, murder and quantum theory.
You can buy it at any point, Tony.
Okay. Yeah, you can buy it. Yeah. So one of the central characters is a real life theoretical physicist called David Bohm, who was a Marxist in 1950s America. So obviously he was hounded out of the country, but he tried to reinvent quantum theory along the lines of Marxist theory.
Right.
So that is the center of the book, but it is way more exciting than that.
That is
sounds.
A complete aside in the book, entirely anything to do with it.
Oh man, I think that's the essence.
The book is about what happens when you die, and does your spirit, can it jump to someone else? And that's massively the whole book.
There is that.
There's a sideline going on that's David fucking Bohm, that he's just, this bit that he's just in notes, really, and he's hardly mentioned it in the book, and I don't know what you're talking about. I know it's your book, but I've read it. I don't think you have. Right? So, that's a, so this bloke, so there's a bloke who writes a book about this thing, and then there's these other blokes. Why don't we go from there and maybe tell a little bit about the plot? You're not going to be spoiling anything.
No, I won't be spoiling anything.
Because right now you said it's a Marxist treatise by an American physicist, which quite frankly, it isn't. It's a work of fiction by you. And as far as I know, you're not an American physicist.
But that is, that is the heart of the book, though. That is the kind of springboard for the story.
Yeah, but after two pages, there's another 300 odd.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell us a bit about those?
No, I don't want to.
What do you mean you don't want? Do you want me to buy it or not?
Yes, I do.
I have never been rated an author.
Did you enjoy it, Paul?
I absolutely loved it. And the thing is, it's a really good romp. It's a really good story. Some of it is set in Nottingham.
Okay. Yes, some of it is set in Nottingham.
But there was a problem with the streetlights. But I was very, very excited to read it, and I enjoyed it a lot, right? But he hasn't really said much about it. So anyway, this thing goes on where this guy... You haven't even mentioned how the guy's getting the books out.
Oh, you talk about it. I don't want to... I can't talk about it.
The whole point of me getting you and Tony to talk in this show is because my voice is fucked. So far, Tony said knack all, and you want me to talk about your own projects. Yeah. Bollocks to you. Don't buy it, shit. Right, let's play another song, and after that, I'll tell everyone not to go to you, Tony, for your IT business, because quite frankly, you make every computer you've ever owned crash. Right.
Stop off.
That's actually not far, obviously.
It's not far, yeah.
So, both of you, Duck and Cover, that's the name of the next band, something I might have to, because he's quite useful, Pierre. He looks like he could knock you out. A bit like one of the characters in the book that when we discussed it, he said if it became a movie, and it should, could be played by Jason Statham in a blockbuster style role. But Pierre doesn't want to talk about it, so I'll just keep saying, this book as it unfolds gets better and better. And you don't get bogged down in the Marxist hoo-ha or whatever he was on about. You enjoy it as a good story. It's also quite funny, Tony. But Pierre, the author, doesn't want to talk about it in an impromptu interview and an opportunity to sell copies. So I instead will say, how do you get to the Karma Farmers, Pierre? How can you find out about it or maybe buy it? Or is that a secret as well?
You can buy it on Amazon. It is available in a couple of bookshops, but mostly on Amazon. As a paperback or as an ebook.
Is there an audiobook version?
No, there isn't yet. No.
Well, you've got to do the audiobook.
Can you imagine the audiobook? Can you imagine the audiobook? I don't really want to read it.
I'd love to read it. I find it difficult to talk about because it's multi-layered and I never know where to start talking about it.
Yeah. Well, you know, most books are multi-layered, PA, but they have a story in that, and that's what you normally let people know what it is. Anyway, you had your chance. If you type in The Karma Farmers to Amazon, are you going to find it?
Yes, you are.
Right, so don't do that. So, there's a band called Duck and Cover, Tony.
Okay.
Right. And they're dirty rock from Charlestown, Massachusetts. And now another band that have come through via Lou, right? We've been getting quite a lot of them. It's good, isn't it? I like it, right? And now I can't find the name of the label. What was the name of the label? I've already mentioned. Can you remember that, Pierre?
No, I've got no idea. Sorry, I'm off somewhere else.
You've got no idea. You're off somewhere else. I've just mentioned the label at the start of the show, didn't I? And now I can't find it again. It's a good job I'm here, just to weird myself out. I've already mentioned it. Oh, Rumbar. It's all right, kids. I'll remember.
Rumbar
Records. Hello to Lou again from Rumbar. We're playing another one of yours now, Duck and Cover. They've got another band called The Lost Cassettes that were supposed to be playing, but they haven't sent us that yet, but they said they had, and I denied it. Anyway, they're checking that out. Don't matter. Duck and Cover from Charlestown, Massachusetts, which makes sense because Rumbar, I think, are out of Boston, because Muck and the Miser are from Boston, so that would make sense. And that's not Boston, Lincolnshire. That's Boston, Massachusetts. I'm right there, aren't I, Tony?
You probably are, yes.
Yeah. Anyway, what is Duck and Cover's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Duck and Cover.
Facebook.com/Duck and Cover, and then the numeric 1. Facebook.com/Duck and Cover 1, which makes it probably be in the and the internet 5, Tony 3, and I'm going to add Pierre into that because he had to think about his own bloody website there. This is Touch and Go. It really is. To Monster Mafia underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Duck and Cover, a track called Touch and Go. They are rather brilliant, as you just found out. Check them out via facebook.com/duckcover1. Right. Now, Tony, ask Pierre the question you just asked him about his book.
So what's it about then?
It's about love, murder and quantum theory. It's, and I can't...
Oh, for goodness sake! Right, it's about love, murder and quantum theory. What happens is, this bloke does his book, but he don't want to sell it in the normal way. What he wants to do is leave it in bookshops for people to find, so they have to take it to the counter and say, how much is this? The people at the counter don't know. They settle on a price, and then they take it away. Or they might just nick it. Anyway, this... He does a book reading and it comes to the attention of these people that may have a vested interest in it that I want to talk about, don't want to say about why, because that might be a plot destroyer. But these two guys have got a rock and roll hearse. So they drive it down to Brighton and basically, for want of a better word, they pick him up, don't they?
Yeah, yeah.
They pick him up. And what happens then? There we go. He's hopeless, isn't he? It's a really good book. And you should get it. But, Tony, more importantly, I didn't think we'd got one, but we have now. Have you got a twat?
Yes.
Because we can add Pierre into this.
Yeah, we've got a couple of twat-related things. Which one do you want to do first? Do you want to do Sussex Saint first?
Well, what I reckon is that you should maybe do the twat song, and then we'll do the twat poem, because they're both different from the usual twat.
Okay.
Because it might be a bit weird to do the whole thing and then sit through the song, because the song is not too short, is it?
No, it's tiny, isn't it?
Right, so mention the song first.
Okay, so I've got an email from Chris Evans.
That is the real one.
It's the real Chris Evans. Yeah. And he says, hey ho, punky boys. Here we go. First recording is from Bum Dogs. Again, be careful with the pronunciation, as Bum Dogs is a different topic altogether.
It certainly is.
As people often than not miss out on the twat of the week, and he's not wrong, and it's called as a twat, We thought you might want a tune to go with it, like you have with the Facebook comments. The song is called...
Yeah, it's a track. He called it Track of the Week, didn't he? Which automatically makes him a twat as well.
It does. The song is called Twat, and that's pretty much legal content. It was written after a gig we did in a pub in Leicester. One of the punters took exception to our songs entitled Tory Bastards, Anarchist Revolution.
I just told him why.
No, neither do I. And virtually every song naming and shaming every Tory bastard for May Johnson Blair, etc. Nice. He had a right go at Tim the lead singer and was quite threatening as he voted Tory and didn't like them being really good in a ska punk kind of way.
What was he doing at a punk gig?
I don't know.
He might have been listening to John Lydon.
Ah.
John Lydon at Peel Right Rebellion, and John Lydon did a very pro Brexit speech at it, I think, and it wound up a lot of punks.
Okay.
So maybe he thinks he's only heard John Lydon and thinks that all punks are right wing.
Right.
Who cares?
Now that was inspiration for the song Twat, and also for our Twat of the Week. Hope you enjoy. Here's the video. So he sent the video, but he's also got the MP3. So yeah. Shall we?
So put it's too long to be a theme, isn't it?
Yes.
Really. But we will play it because it's great.
So should we play it now and then come back?
Yeah, play it now.
Okay.
Oh. Now. Well, I'm being bossy, Tony, because I feel I've got to take control of this thing.
So, are you be bossy if you like?
That's really good, isn't it? And thank you so much for sending it. Maybe we'll find a way to... If we have a short twat, so we can play it as a bed underneath it, can we? To further complicate your life.
Yeah. I can see if there's like a short...
Tony, that's exactly the kind of mild quirkiness we get up to.
Yeah, it is.
Right, so anyway, so that's that. And thank you very much to the real Chris Evans for that. Now, what's the other one you got?
So I've got a poem from Sussex Saint.
Right. And we are going to talk about Sussex Saint's children next week in detail.
Okay.
Ooh. That's not weird.
No. But first of all, before I read that out, don't forget, if you do have a twat for me, don't forget to email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It is that simple. All twats read with thanks, all twats responded to. We do like to hear from you. If you can send us them, that would be much appreciated.
Yeah, we love doing it. It's been the most engaging feature of Punky Radio's 13-year life.
It's the longest running.
It is. Right. So go on then.
Okay, so this is from Sussex Saint. This is Hi Paul. Following up from the quirky poem from last week.
Yeah. This is from Sussex Saint.
It is. What did I say?
You said Sussex.
Okay. This is from Sussex Saint.
That's better.
Hi, Paul. Following up on the quirky poem from last week, I was inspired by the week's news and events and wondered if you would consider a combined poetry corner and Is a Twat. However, it needs to be sung to the Postman Pat theme tune, which might mean nothing to your listeners outside of the UK.
Oh, well, it will, because Postman Pat exists in Ireland as Padraig Post. It exists in Denmark as something of it, because I saw Postman Pat in Danish once, and it was the second most amazing thing I've seen after In the Night Garden in Norwegian.
Oh.
So I think it is a global thing.
There was a film as well, but I'm not sure how well that made it to America. They were like, about a year or two ago, Stephen Mangan did the voice, I seem to remember. Wow. Yeah.
Wow. Well, really called Postman Pat Meets the Cosmic Cheerleaders?
It wasn't, unfortunately not. They missed a trick. It was just called Postman Pat. Silly, right. Isn't it? Okay, so here we go. I've got to try and remember. I will remember back to my childhood. Postman Pat, Postman Pat, Postman Pat thinks Boris is a twat. His letterbox joke backfired. It just got people riled. I bet he wishes he could cover his face. This doesn't scan well. Great. Postman Pat, Postman Pat, Postman Pat thinks Donald is a twat. You put sanctions on Russia. They thought they could trust ya. I bet they find that sex tape of you now. Everybody knows that Brexit's fucked. Teresa's desperate for the sack, so let's see to it. Maybe we can all ensure that there'll be knock, ring, P45 through your door. Postman Pat thinks Jose's a twat. All the fats are whinging, but the football's just beginning. But just maybe he's a real happy man. Jose is a really happy man. Jose is a really happy man.
Tony, yeah. That was fantastic. And I'm really glad you sang it, because I didn't know all those middle extra bits. I've never watched it other than in Danish. So... hey, I think we should give him a round of applause, Pierre. What do you think? Can we do that?
That was great.
That was absolutely brilliant, Tony. And that concludes that.
It does.
So, let's do our last song, shall we?
Okay.
Right, I'm going to give you the point, Tony, because I can't find Vice Squad's website, because I haven't looked. I forgot. I was so angry about Pierre's book. Although I'm not angry about the book, I'm angry about the author.
I'm angry about my inability to talk about it.
Absolutely. It's brilliant. Buy it. It's not nearly as boring as the bloke who wrote it. Vice Squad are brilliant. And hello to Paul Rooney out of Vice Squad, who is a lovely man, and we saw them the other week at the Maze, and they were great. Their last album, Cardboard Country, was overlooked by us quite a lot because they forgot to send it to us. So anyway, it came out 2 or 3 years. I think that might come out in 2014, but the first track on it is the one we're about to play now. So Vice Squad have got a very obvious website. There'll be vicesquad.com or vicesquad.co.uk. I'm giving you the point, Tony. Tony 4, Boy the Internet 5, and this is And Then You Die. That's about the size of it for this week. It has been a bit rambling. Sorry. I think my voice is better now than it was at the start.
I think it's better now than it was.
I think it turns out if I just keep shouting, it works itself out for a bit. I'll probably be knackered in a bit. Maybe you could mention the online stations and the other ways to listen to the show and that carry the show.
Yeah, we're on Podunk, Podunk Radio, PODUNK radio.com, and we're on Radio Andra. That's Radio Andra, that's ANDRA.SE. You can also find us on the TuneIn app. If you download that onto your phones, TuneIn app, you can search for Punky Radio on there and listen to us. Or if you have an Alexa device, don't forget, we have the Punky Radio skill you can download from the Amazon Alexa store for free. And then you can command with your mouth Alexa to play your Punky Radio through your Alexa device.
Yeah, well, I can't right now. Although I should say, Tony, that I did listen to the latest Punky Radio, as in last week's show, on an Alexa device, and it's really, really funny when it starts.
Nice.
It's great. It's really good. Right. That's about it. I hope you all have a good week and a healthy week. I hope you don't get knob cancer, and I hope you buy Pierre's book, which he's now realised is good and is going to find a way to do it. And I hope you all get your voices back if you've lost them. And all he's there to say is, say goodbye, Pierre.
See ya, people.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
He does it properly. A poog, a poog.
But you can't. But you can't. Yeah.